Thanks, Dad. You always have a way of making me smile.
You know, one of these days I'm going to make you blush, and that's going to be extra fun.
Oh, yeah, that will
I'm just going to really pile it on one day.
It's a tough job, though.
You know, the wonderful voice we just heard doing the weather is Mr. Sam Postage. Yeah. I just think he's just a great member of your team,
Mary. Oh, my goodness. I love Sam. He's a very hard worker, very intelligent guy, and his laugh is just so contagious.
So what is happening in the world of weather besides cold?
Cold. We, you know, I will say we're going to have a slow warm-up over the next few days. Very, very slow. And it's not such a bad thing because it's going to contribute to a little bit of a slower melt for the snow, which means the ground will get most of it. You know, sometimes if you warm up too quick, you know, you can have more evaporation take place than you can soaking into the ground. So, but we will have temperatures back up into the 40s and 50s for the weekend. I think by that point, it'll feel like a darn heat wave compared to where we've been so far the last few days. But, you know, this is kind of part of the climate pattern that we're in is cold snaps can very much be the systems that we get here over the next few months. Not saying it's going to be very frequent, but when they do come, they can come with a vengeance. So, but, you know, I think we got to soak up the moisture right now because it is suggestive from the Climate Prediction Center that we might be drying out quite a bit by the end of the year and into the beginning of next year.
And it doesn't take long. We had such a wet year, as you and I have discussed before. The vegetation out there is kind of long. You know, mitigation at this time of year isn't all that hard because things are mostly dead. If you have grass longer than 4 inches around your house, you really should cut it back.
Right.
If you have trees and shrubs and things that can be trimmed back, now's a good time to do that. Get rid of that brush. Get the stuff away from your house because it's going to be just dry enough, like you say, Mary. We'll be in those stage twos again.
Right.
The
droughts. Right.
I'm referring
and people,
to.
I don't think, and I think most people understand this, we don't really have a fire. I don't really believe in a fire season. Fires can happen any time of year.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I covered national weather for 5 years, and you know, California's drought. We had fires in October. I mean, October's not rare for California, but we had them all the way into Christmas. You know, you can have them any time of year. So we have a subarid climate. We're very dry here in the West, so you just have to be careful how much you have that false sense of security. Just with the few snowstorms we've had, and you know, going into the winter months and thinking, well, it's all right. We're in winter now. We're good, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, you've given me an idea. I got one of these crazy two-car-wide driveways with about enough room for an extra car in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm pushing the snow over to my lawn and throwing the snow up on my lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it melts into the lawn, awesome.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
I think we'll feel good this week, but it will be a long stretch of dry weather ahead here for the next several days. So
yeah, this has been really interesting, and I've noticed something. I think the whole of the Springs community really deserves a compliment, because in the first storm of the year, when it's slippy and slidey, there's a bajillion accidents, and we were no exception this year.
Right.
These next three, these last two or three, I have seen nothing but caution and care and courtesy. And I had to make a trip with my wife up to Castle Rock. We took Highway 83. It was 35 miles all the way, but and there was very little traffic, which was nice. I think people are still conditioned to try to take I-25 and they get stuck in the gap. Well, we tried the back way and it worked.
Yeah,
people were driving very carefully, very cautiously, and I noticed that. You know, I was expecting, you know, my coverage here to be just accident after accident.
Yeah.
And Joel Navarro talked about some road closures yesterday from the snow and some stuck cars and things like that. Yes, we had our share of accidents, but it was not Carmageddon like we've had before.
Yeah. You know, and the systems have been very beneficial. I do want to make this note. The drought monitor comes out tomorrow, the updated drought monitor, and that's going to have not only, obviously, this week's snowstorms, but it's also probably going to include a little bit of last week, because last week it was Wednesday night to Thursday, so I don't think all of the moisture we got last week was included on last week's drought monitor. So hopefully we've made some improvement, but I know we're still well behind for this time of year. So,
and Mary, a quick look into the future. What do you think over the next couple of weeks?
I think temperatures are going to be steady in the 50s, 40s and 50s,
mm-hmm.
dry, sunny. You know, we maybe, you know, we're going to have to watch the high fire danger in the next couple of weeks. But right now, we could be going into a more of a quiet stretch. So it's a good thing we've gotten all the moisture.
Caradio Chief Meteorologist, the wonderful Mary Matthews.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, as always, for another visit to
Appreciate it.
Afternoon News and for Weather Wednesday. We'll see you next week.
All right, Ted. Have a good one.
Enjoy. You too.